When facing an eviction, having access to legal counsel can be the deciding factor. But for those who can't afford it, new digital tools may be able to help. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Kimberly Adams. The last of the pandemic-inspired eviction moratoriums are winding down. New York's ended on January 15th, and New Mexico has the only statewide moratorium still in place. Various forms of rental assistance and other tenant protections are still available in many places. Nevertheless, housing advocates say landlords have filed for hundreds of thousands of evictions since March of 2020. And many of those tenants can't afford a lawyer to advise or defend them. As Stephanie Seek reports, there are now some tech solutions to help tenants navigate the process.
When an eviction notice arrives, it's often the landlord who has the advantage in court. John Pollack is the coordinator of the National Coalition for a Civil Right to Counsel.
Nationwide, only about 3% of tenants get access to representation, but 81% of landlords do.
But there are some new tech tools to help tenants who lack legal representation.
JustFix is a housing justice nonprofit that builds technology tools for tenants and renters seeking housing.
Stephanie Rudolph is the deputy director of JustFix. It worked with tenant advocates and New York State courts to create a tool to file hardship declarations, which can stop or delay evictions. But the declarations really work best before eviction moratoriums expire. JustFix says as many as 20,000 people have used its tool to create declarations since early 2020.
We create a lot of different kinds of tools, including tools that help tenants get repairs or research their landlord and uncover connections between their landlord and also poor conditions in their properties.
That kind of paper trail can help tenants stay in their homes. Legal technology firm 650 has also created a tool called Hello Landlord to help renters with hardship declarations. A sister tool, Hello Lender, helps homeowners. Kimball Dean Parker is 650's CEO.
Over 20,000 people have used Hello Landlord and Hello Lender so far.
But he adds that his company does not track how many users actually succeeded in preventing their eviction. Pollack from the National Coalition for a Civil Right to Counsel says knowing how many people use these tools isn't the same as knowing whether they prevent evictions.
You need to have data on what actually works. And by works, we mean what actually happened in eviction court to those tenants.
Pollack says that in jurisdictions where people have a right to counsel in housing court, the majority of tenants are able to avoid eviction, and developers of these tools emphasize that they can't replace an attorney.
That was Stephanie Seek. And now for some related links. Stephanie first reported this story in Next City, a nonprofit newsroom and urban affairs magazine. We'll have a link to that piece on our website, marketplace.org. Along with links to some of those online tools Stephanie mentioned, JustFix and Hello Landlord. The National Low Income Housing Coalition has been tracking the more than 130 local, state, and national laws or policies related to tenant protections and rental assistance throughout the pandemic. And the group released a report last week summarizing its work so far and looking ahead. One of the strategies it says will help reduce evictions is to develop and fund programs ensuring tenants' right to counsel. I'm Kimberly Adams, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.